Introduction by John Dicey, co-author. Do you find it impossible to sit on a train, in a bar with friends, or even watch TV without repeatedly checking your phone? Do you take some form of comfort from unlocking your phone, even if it's for no specific purpose? Do you spend hours each day gaming online? Do you fear that you'll miss out if you don't check your social media every few minutes and start feeling upset or uncomfortable if you can't check in? These are all indications of digital addiction, or tech addiction. It's a condition that is becoming increasingly common, yet society has been slow in recognizing the threat it poses. With our ever-increasing, all-encompassing dependence on digital devices have come unprecedented levels of stress, isolation, procrastination, sleep issues, and inertia. Smartphones have been deliberately designed to addict us. That's not to say that the brains behind them set out to cause us harm. The elements that make smartphones addictive are exactly the same elements that make them easy and enjoyable to use, intuitive, and extremely useful. Used efficiently, they can help us control and enhance our lives, assisting us in an endless number of ways in such a significant and effective way. It would have been the stuff of science fiction at the start of the millennium. Yet when misused, they control us rather than us controlling them. They nag and disturb us and demand our attention when we are doing something else. As a result, we gradually fall into the trap of giving in to them and end up doing what they want when they want. It's all about brain chemistry. Phones are deliberately set up so we keep coming back to them. They alert us, nudge us, and interrupt us no matter what else we might be attempting to focus on or who we might be trying to engage with. They constantly demand our attention. The average adult spends nearly 10 hours a day looking at digital screens, phones, tablets, laptops, desktops, televisions. We have come to regard this as normal. But for many people, the digital world they are living in has become obsessive and compulsive, taking over real life and posing serious health risks. Not just in terms of mental health and the destruction of relationships, but issues such as obesity, sleep deprivation, and serious eye strain have all been linked to excessive screen use. Of course, you know all this already. That's why you're listening to this book. So rest assured, we have no intention of boring you with endless details of the harm that digital addiction has caused you and the fate that will befall you if you fail to escape the tech trap. The fact is, you know that digital technology is remolding our brains and turning us into addicts, with the same telltale symptoms as more established addictions. Inability to control use. Interference with other aspects of life, work and relationships. Loss of interest in other activities, sport, sex, socializing in person. Secrecy and deceit. Impatience, irritation, and misery when use is interrupted or curtailed. Inability to concentrate. Realization that all is not well, but a devastating inability to change behavior. That last point encapsulates the misery of addiction. Even when we know it's ruining our life and would love to be free of it, escape can seem impossible. Why? Because we think there is only one way out, the hard way. Whether you're simply concerned about your tech use, struggling to limit it, or in deep despair as a result of digital addiction, this book is for you. The common belief is that addictions cannot be conquered without tremendous willpower, suffering, and deprivation. But this book will show you the beautiful truth. There is another way. My story. I discovered this for myself.